What's going on, guys? It's MJ.
And Tosh.
See what I mean? People always make fun of me. You just made fun of me.
I feel like I am coming from a place of endearment, and you just call it me. Do you ever feel like you might be a little sensitive?
I know I am sensitive.
Just I have just like a tad.
Like, you guys, her arms are like all the way
spread apart.
Like a tad. Well, at least it's my arms.
She needs to close her legs.
Nasty girl.
Ladies reveal nothing. Do you really like remember that from that one movie? A lady crosses her legs, she reveals nothing.
I don't know what she's talking about, guys.
Oh, from that movie, like A League of Your Own? I love that movie. It's that the ladies baseball movie. It has Tom Hanks in it.
Nope, never seen it.
Okay, fine. Well, never mind. Well, sorry.
Gotta see it.
Can't help you then, never mind.
All right, get us started.
Yeah.
You mentioned this helpful.
I did. So I was thinking the other day when I was, it's something to me that becomes second nature and I don't really think much about, but I was talking to Tosh and I was like, hey, wouldn't it be nice to kind of have helpful hints at like daily things that we do that, you know, just kind of like make your day run smoother or something that like people wouldn't naturally know more about. And Tosh was like, no, yeah, I think that might be a good idea. Like something that people don't do on the regular or anything to that extent. And one of the biggest things that I do that I don't think a lot of people do is it is a daily occurrence for me. And I think it is for most. But when you go to wash your face, I'm going to get right into it. I think the average thing is, first and foremost, yes, I do believe that you should be washing your face twice a day. And if you have to skip on one, skip on the morning one and not the evening one. That's the most important. But do not dry your face. So after you splash it and you rinse it and you've got like water driplets and stuff like that, I pat the ones obviously that are like falling down like my neck. I just pat like a fresh towel there, but I do not dry my face. And then I will go in immediately with putting on product. And I think that that is detrimental for not only helping your products absorb into your skin better, but you see a lot more payoff from your products.
Okay, but how do you stop? Because I get a lot of like drippage from my hair. So
do you? What the hell are you? You're not soaking your hair in there.
No, but what I'm saying is like from my forehead down, and you're saying use what's the water that's on your face. So okay.
So,
do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'm imagining.
To answer that question, yeah. What I would say is this. So, when I splash my face and I've rinsed all the soap off and I go to lift up, I will take that towel and I will brush at the hairline back.
Okay.
So that there's nothing that's falling in to my face from there. And then I will just tap the drips that are like right in at the lower portion of my neck's kind of going down towards my chest.
Okay.
But otherwise, those droplets that aren't really moving on my face, I will leave those alone. I don't rub the towel across my face. But then another thing is if you happen to forget, and I know at night some of us are using retinol or tretinoin, and they say that your face needs to be absolutely dry. I don't agree, actually, with that. But they do say, on a side note, the reason that if you dry your face off, it removes the intensity of the product if you have a completely dry face versus...
Wait, so it's better with a dry face for the intensity?
If you have a very sensitive skin, yes, but then you're also not using tretinoin or retinol on the daily. If you have sensitive skin to that, so it peels a lot, the reason that they recommend you having a completely dry face is that it's less potent.
Got it.
So it reduces that intensity of maybe the skin turning red or the flakiness and the drying out of the skin and whatnot. But if you happen to get a little distracted and you are, you know, using Q-tips or maybe you start brushing your teeth and you're like, oh, I totally forgot that like my face, you know, I wanted to try using it to where my face was still damp. I actually do purchase those facial sprays, the water, the water ones, the Evian bottles. So if my face actually does feel too dry, I will spray that before I go in with my product. Okay. But I don't think a lot of people do that. And I implore you to try it because it literally, to me, I notice a huge difference from applying a product completely dry on my face versus if it's damp.
So, and this is where I'm going to maybe, not battle, but I've done that as well. And it doesn't work for me because the product tends to like be more on my forehead or my cheeks because of it being wet. It's like it moves around too much. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
I think I get what you're saying, but I would also say in regards to that, so if you're using a moisturizer that's a little or on the thicker side, and you're not getting the spreading that you would do with dry hands or dry hands and face,
yeah,
there is a tendency that I will actually co-mix a product. So if the moisturizer is on the thicker side, I will also take a peptide cream, which is more of a gel-like texture, and I will place that in my fingers. So I'll take a drop and I will put on the thicker moisturizer.
Okay.
So I'll do a drop on one cheek, a drop on another cheek, a drop on the forehead, and two on the neck. And then I will take a peptide cream and I will do a drop or like a pea-sized amount in my fingertips. And I will go ahead and rub my fingertips together and I will start working that in with the damp face and the thicker moisturizer.
Okay.
Spreads like a dream. And I look like a dewy dumpling goddess, as Namvo would say, which is a beauty advisor. Namvo, she is a beauty advisor. She got really well known for the way that she does makeup and having like a dewy, fresh face sort of look.
Okay.
But her signature is calling everyone dewy dumplings. And I really like that. Do you have one that you would like to share?
So, something that I do that I think would be helpful, and we have kind of talked about it a little bit, but the biggest thing for me is as soon as I wake up, I brush my teeth, wash my face, put my, since you're talking about face stuff, I do all that first, and then I go out and make my daughter's lunch and make my lunch and I do all that because I notice if I don't start with brushing my teeth, for whatever reason, it's the brushing the teeth. I realize if I don't do that first thing, and yeah, if I want to have some water first, I know that you said you like to eat breakfast first, but for whatever reason, it does not work with, I don't know if it's just me and having a child, but it allows me to have that stuff done so that way I can go and make the food and do all that stuff for myself. Maya, my daughter, she doesn't brush her teeth right away. Right. She'll brush it after she eats. But I noticed for me as a mom, that it helps with me that a lot. Routine. Oh my gosh, does it help me? Because it puts me, now I know my teeth are clean and my face is done. So now the next step after I make, you know, breakfast, lunches and stuff, I go in and can do my makeup while my daughter is in the other room eating breakfast or, you know, she's doing her stuff. And then she comes in, brushes her teeth, we do her hair, and then it's so much more seamless. And I've been doing this for a while now, and her and I don't have any more, I wouldn't call them arguments, but, you know, it's always that we're running late because it's always, I still have things to do, or now I gotta go brush my teeth because I get easily distracted with doing all the other duties of my mom role in the morning that I totally neglect that part.
I will piggyback off of that. Yeah. It does. But I want to elaborate on what you're saying. First and foremost, I do think that you're right. When you can wake up and do stuff in your direct area versus becoming distracted and walking away from that room, it does feel like things flow a lot better instead of having to wander back.
Yeah.
Okay. But actually, even more so, what I want to capitalize on there is you're doing something very important, which I do think that a lot of people tend to forget about, which is allowing your products to soak into your skin before you apply makeup. Or even more so, and I'm not sure if you do this or not, but applying sunscreen. So for me, what I hear you saying is whew, I am giving a window for that really to soak into my skin instead of lying on top. So I hear, yes, you brush your teeth, but more importantly, you wash your face and put your moisturizer on. You leave to go do whatever else is in your next step of your routine.
Yeah.
That's giving your moisturizer and your creams or your serums time to sink in and not be manipulated by makeup when you go back to it. Now, my biggest thing is like I always have to do a counting window, which is if I'm applying makeup that day, I go in sections of I wash my face, I apply my moisturizer, I let that sit for at least 3 to 5 minutes. Then I go back and I put on my sunscreen, which is an additional liquid mm-hmm. item, and I will give that 5 minutes before I touch it with makeup.
Okay.
But that's what I honestly, I hear you saying. I'm like, oh no, that's great. You're giving yourself time.
And I'm talking about my brushing my teeth.
I know. I heard something different, yeah. But I do agree with you have something there regardless of whatever it is of your tool that you are doing. When I get distracted and I walk out doing some of my pet parent duties, I'm like, ah, I gotta go back in there because I forgot to do stuff. And then you start like running around yes. like a crazy person.
Yes.
Because then you had to interrupt what you were doing in a different room because something just jogged your memory of yeah. something you forgot. But then by the time you go back to that room to do it, you're like, well, what was I in the middle of? Dang it. I only got halfway through that. I got to go back. Yeah. So I hear what you're saying. I know you're focused on the brushing of your teeth, but I hear you. What I hear is focusing on a routine that says, hey.
I mean, I do think of that. I mean, I do feel.
I'm going to do what's in my direct area yeah. first.
I yeah. love letting all of that like soak in. And that yeah. is part of it too. But it definitely is the brushing the teeth because, and maybe it has to do with the make or the. Like the skincare actually soaking in because that's where I struggle. If I don't brush my teeth immediately and I go and I do everything, I don't have enough time for then my stuff to sit and mm-hmm. I have to do my makeup immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be, I never actually thought about that. That may be actually it too, because it does make a difference on my makeup when it's still kind of wet. Yeah. Anyways.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. What's another one of yours?
Another one that I love that I don't think a lot of people know about is, and I do apologize, I'm not meaning this unkindly or snooty. I'm not trying to be snooty.
Snotty is like,
well, I get, you got boogers.
That's what I'm thinking of.
What I only know this for what I know, but if you have jewelry, and you can tell me if it works on any other stone, because I don't know. But for me personally, any of my diamond jewelry, if I go to place it on, because I will take a majority of everything off at night, I don't sleep in it. But when you go to put it on the next day, tap it with an alcohol wipe. Go ahead and rub over your diamond with an alcohol wipe. I actually, I always order the boxes off of Amazon, like the wipes that you would do for like drawing blood. You know how like they wipe yeah. your skin or whatever before they stick the needle in. I order like a box of them off of Amazon. And every time I'm going to put on like my necklace or my earrings or any of my rings or anything like that, I will actually polish. I will tap them with a fresh alcohol wipe. I am a little bit overindulgent. I don't use the same one every time. I only use one wipe per item.
Oh my God, waste.
Because, no, to me, I'm just worried more about whatever it took off of that. I don't want to be potentially transferring it to something else.
Okay.
So if it is something really dirty, like your rings are on your hands, you know, you're washing, if you've got soap residue or if you've got lotion residue.
I was going to ask that question. Do you wash your hands with your rings on?
I do, but I don't wash them probably in what most people would say efficiently. I'm not taking the soap up and over all of my hands. First and foremost.
She thinks she doesn't wash her hands.
I do. But what I do is this, I take the soap and I work my fingertips. And then I try to keep them under the water so it's always washing away from the rings. Does that make sense? So I hate that expression. I'm sorry. I hate when somebody says, does that make sense? Because on a side note for me, it just makes it sound like.
I say that. I know.
You're not the only one. But when I hear that, all I hear is the intent of, are you fucking retarded? Like, do you know how to wipe your butt? Like, I just. Oh, it's I'm like implying it that of, you're stupid.
I'm thinking it more of. When I say it, that I'm stupid.
No, I feel like when it's being asked, like they're implying like you're fucking retard, like it's easy. It's One and one equals two. We got here. It's one of those, simple.
Per your last email.
So I don't mean to say it that way, but what I'm saying is like I try to keep as much direct water flow because of water spots and stuff like that off of the ring. So I always try to hold my hands differently. So for like for instance,
but so you're saying there's a line that never gets washed.
Right. Right. Yes. So that's why I said I don't know if I don't think that people would say it's effective. Mm-hmm. But when I'm saying that, I am also not a person that likes to touch a lot of things anyways.
Yeah.
And when I walk out of a bathroom, if I feel as if I was meticulous in washing it with soap, I will also take one of my antibacterial wipes and I'll wipe the full inside of my hands and palms over the antibacterial wipe. So because that is a cloth that I can manipulate around.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is I don't want to actually touch the stone.
Okay.
So even though I'm not fully getting it with soap and water, I will then use a bacterial wipe and go because I can manipulate that around like my fingers. But for instance, if it's under the band, then no, it's obviously not getting washed. But the first thing that I do also when I get home is I take off those items and then I fully wash my hands. And before I put those items up for the evening, I will use a polishing cloth to like set it like clean in there. I guess you would call it clean. But anyways, my point is that if you do the alcohol wipes, this,
though, like the alcohol wipes, is it safe?
So I know that it's okay, okay. For diamonds and gold and platinum jewelry.
Okay.
I don't 100% necessarily wipe it over like the metal. My main point is touching that diamond. Mm-hmm. So it's bringing that shine, bringing that luster. If you haven't had the opportunity to get it like deep cleaned and put in like a sonic wash so that like it vibrates any of like the stuff off, it just keeps to me their integrity and their shine.
Yeah.
So it always looks like it's fresh and it's bright and it's brilliant and everything else. I love doing it. It actually, I didn't figure it out, but I had remembered it being said because Elizabeth Arden, no. Who is?
That's a person.
I know it's a person, but I don't think that it's Arden. Who is the Elizabeth that?
Taylor.
Thank you. No,
oh.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
So Elizabeth Taylor was freaking known for her diamond jewelry. She was very elaborate. She used to get diamond pieces from her many husbands, and she was always decked in her diamonds. She used to say that one of her tricks and tips was to tap her diamonds before wearing it with alcohol. I always thought she meant like clear alcohol, like your vodkas or your tequilas for the longest time. And I'm like, okay, random, but I obviously, yeah. I looked more into it and I came to know that like, that's what she was talking about. And I full on agree. Like, cause it takes whatever that surface dirt or grime or anything is on there. And what I mean by like, when I'm out in public, I am very mindful. Like I'm not typically trying to like touch a lot of things.
Yeah.
If I can open a door with like my foot in my shoe, then I will. If, you know, someone else is going to grab it or pick it up, then great. I'm not typically the person pushing the cart or anything like that. And if I happen to touch like multiple things, then I'm very mindful of, I don't want to touch my face.
Okay.
Or like any food product or something like that. Cause I wouldn't say I'm a germaphobe, but I'm aware. But my biggest thing is too, is like, I'm not trying to sound like snobby, but my biggest thing that I'm always concerned of is I don't want to hit my jewelry pieces on something where they might break or have a stone fall out and get lost. So I'm very mindful of where like I put my hands or anything like that, just because I've heard horror stories and like I'm just constantly aware. Like I'm not typically like hitting it on things or anything like that. I'm not saying that like I have like these 18 karat pieces and like, you know, whatever. Like I'm not walking around like that's not what I'm saying. But I think that you're missing out if you don't try it. Try the alcohol wipes. You will be amazed how bright and brilliant it keeps your jewelry looking. And some of the things like my I can speak for, like, my necklace. So I know, like, the chain goes, you know, your necklace obviously hangs out and it's rubbing probably on a lot more perfumes and lotions. So there has been occasions where I will take a wipe and kind of run through the chain with it. And it's never been an issue on the gold and it hasn't tarnished anything or anything like that. But I don't know if that would affect differently, different stones or metals.
Okay.
Because I don't have them. So I can't speak for that. But it has never done anything. It has never went to the jewelers to be checked on or inspected to make sure that, like, nothing's loose or anything like that. And they've come back to me and been like, you know, this looks like it's been tarnished or played with. So to me, it's been fine. Yeah. And I've used it. I've used that trick for years. I think that people are missing out if you don't do it. Especially if you just want to feel like, you know, your best and you keep it all looking shiny and fresh. It sounds like something is so ridiculous and it's the simplest thing in the world, but it, like, makes my day. Yeah. I do it every day. Every day. I'd be like, oh, I'm going out. Ooh, better tap that. Josh is like, I want to tap something, but it isn't my diamonds.
Hey. That's true.
But be fair. Did you know about it?
About the, no.
Okay. Are you going to try it?
I'm not sure.
What?
I mean, maybe.
A hooker. All right.
I haven't been called that in a while, guys. She usually calls me that. So that's, I haven't heard it in a while. Mine. Well, they're two little ones. So one, I have my, and I don't know who has this or if you don't, but there is this like grocery list little thing you can stick on your refrigerator. And I have it. And it has, like, all these, like, random things that you forget that you need. And it's my life savior. Like, it saves me. It'll have, you know, like, vanilla or just random things you don't think of. And when you run out of it, I just mark it on the little sheet.
No, you're right. Because half the time I'm always at the store being like, what was that thing that I told you, like, 2 weeks ago?
And that's what I love about it is that it's convenient. It has magnets on it. So it's on my fridge. And I have a little pin that has a magnet on it. And so, you know, it's like I can do it all right there.
She's all effective and organized.
It is. I mean, it helps me because I'll, like, remember, oh, I have one stick of butter left. Let's mark the butter because I'm going to go grocery shopping.
Oh, it's like a check mark.
Yeah.
Oh.
So in like 4 days, I'm going to need to go get butter.
Sweet.
And so I like it. And then you just rip it off and you have the paper for you. Take it with you to the grocery store.
That seems so effective and easy.
Yeah.
I'll be like looking at something and then I'll see someone with shoes that walk by that maybe have like a yellow tint. And then I'll be like, yellow, butter. Hey. I like make little like maps. Back to my post-it note in my head where I'm like, remember that time that I was telling you that like I was getting low on butter and we haven't picked it up in like 2 weeks? That guy just helped me out.
Yeah. But what if that guy wasn't there, you know, then you forget about it.
Then it's 3 weeks and I'm back at home going, I just really want some freaking butter for this toast.
It's happened to me so many times and my friend, she does it and she's the one that told me about it. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm getting myself one. I ordered it on Amazon and I thought, man, Natasha, you're just making life more difficult. No, makes it so much easier because
I get that.
Like if my body wash is getting low, I just go right on the sheet real fast and then it goes right out my brain. I love it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't stick in there where I have to remember.
Yeah.
There have been times I had like recently I ran out of my contact solution and oh man, I kept forgetting about the contact solution for a week and a half. So I just never wore wore glasses straight because I didn't have contact solution. And it's because I kept forgetting. And then, you know, life happens and I'm constantly busy. So I'm just very thankful for that list. I know it's super silly, but it's
I actually feel like you're onto something to the point that it might assist in a different way that you didn't even know about, but I don't know if you're like this. Do you always have buy a backup?
Do what?
Do you buy backups?
Sometimes.
Okay, so I understand it's obviously not butter because I have been in that role where I'm like, okay, it's been like 2 months and I keep forgetting that we need stick butter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think butter is the point.
Yeah.
But there are some items where I buy backups And then, like, I'm like, that's so when I run out, I have a backup. But then I start getting to the point where, like, maybe I have, like, three backups because I'm like, oh, it was on sale and I might want that. And then you start feeling overwhelmed because you're just, like, you're constantly in there. And then you get to the point where you're like, oh, I don't think I have this. And you buy it again. And then you come home and now you have four. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did. Maybe if I just had a list.
Well, I did that the other day. I order some of my makeup from Tarte because it's, like, vegan and all this stuff. And I got mascara. I ordered some mascara from them. I come home. Well, I did come home and my package was there. I opened the freaking package up and I had a brand new mascara already. I just had not.
I'm like that, like, with concealer.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Speaking of which, I actually have, like, an eyeshadow palette from Tarte that I used one time, but I'm not sure I love it. And it's like Earth Tones. I think you would probably love it.
I would
it.
Love that.
I'm going to bring that. Sorry.
I would love it.
I didn't know that you were, outside of that, I know that you were talking about how you had gotten an order and you had missed, like, a product or something. Like, they only sent you three of, like, your four
and that
products.
Was it. It was my Tarte.
But I didn't make the connection that you were fascinated with Tarte.
Oh, I mean, I'm not fascinated, but I do use...
You prefer Tarte.
Yeah. That and, like, juice. Yeah. But anyways, we didn't go down that. But,
yeah.
I mean, that would be my other one. So, yeah. Brush your teeth. Buy yourself a little grocery list pad. And it's not even a grocery list.
Like, wait, you said that you had, like, there was kind of two.
I mean, we're good. Wait, I just
go ahead. Sure. No. It could save a life.
Now I don't remember it.
Oh, that's why. You're like, no, I was trying to get away with it because it was there and then it left.
It was there. And then I got all excited about my little grocery list one and just my life saviors, that list.
It's a really good idea. I mean, we all think about it, but we
don't realize it's one thing to have a list that's just sitting on the fridge. It's a whole other thing when you can rip that paper off and take it with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
because you always think in the back of your mind, oh, yeah, you'll remember.
Yeah. Always.
Always.
We always do. I do not remember.
It doesn't. Nope.
Too many things going on up in there.
It doesn't happen. Well, hey, remember to listen to us this week and next. This is MJ.
And Tosh. And brush your teeth.
Have a good one, guys.